Hi, my name is Giulia Guarnieri. Today I'm going to talk to you about how to integrate ePortfolio in an online class. I've done this twice at a community college where I teach a language class, at a School of Professional Studies where I teach an Italian cinema course. One of the first things that I advise people who are planning this type of integration is to focus on your objectives. What are the objectives of your course? And what are the main characteristics of your class? And really take advantage of the ePortfolio as a tool, as a pedagogical tool. Something that's very important that one must really think about when introducing any type of technology is how to use it meaningfully. What I mean by that is, how do you use technology in a way that enhances the teaching of that particular subject? So the question could be something like, how does the ePortfolio help me teach better language? Or how does the ePortfolio help me teach better art, for example? So that's one of the first things that I do. I also think about that I don't want to use an ePortfolio as a dumping box where students just upload papers. It becomes sort of the same way then you would have students hand you in a piece of paper. It has to make sense. So the purpose of the technology as a pedagogical tool, I think it's really key. For my language class, the ePortfolio is very important because in a language class, students learn a skill. This is different than a content discipline such as history, psychology. Language learning, language acquisition is a skill. So I use the ePortfolio to really monitor the progress of students' language acquisition. This is my main objective. And this is the only medium that allows me to do that. Students can upload their speaking files in iTunes U. However, that will go away after the course is finished. So because Blackboard basically shuts everything down. With ePortfolio, the student has a chance to record their own podcast where they speak the language, and then throughout the semester or throughout the year, usually language is a 2-semester requirement, students get a chance to monitor their own language progress. So this becomes very apparent that the students has progressed. So also for us, if I want to assess this and if my departments want to assess whether the learning is happening and how it's happening, this becomes a very easy way to do it. The way an online class is structured when you're using an ePortfolio is really a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to rethink the way you teach. And going back to what I was saying before, which is sort of my theoretical framework, is really that ePortfolio becomes meaningful when you assign a purpose to it, when you make the decision for the purpose or purposes of that particular ePortfolio. A student who uses the ePortfolio online uses this tool in a way that it becomes a sort of creative space where students reflect and integrate different learning experiences. You can really create an opportunity for the student to take real responsibility for their own learning. And in an online class, this becomes more evident rather than if the ePortfolio was used in a hybrid class or just has an enhancement. The ePortfolio provides in an online class a more visible, a higher impact of understanding how the learning happens, how the student goes from point A to point B. In my language class, how the process of language acquisition works. The ePortfolio used in an online class makes the learning deeper because there are more opportunity for exchange, for reflection, for active learning, since this is the only way of interaction for professors and instructors. If the e-portfolio in an online class becomes the sole or principal pedagogical tool, this creates a series of positive outcomes for students, which are usually associated, for example, with increased interaction between faculty and students. Then this leads to an increased intellectual stimulation and development, course satisfactions because students get more feedback, increased critical thinking, and an increased interest for improving their academic performance. I would like to spend now a few words on how I use my e-portfolio in my film class at the SPS. In my film class, I decided to have students create an assignment in which they had to deconstruct a movie scene from a technical point of view. The way I asked them to do it is via podcast. My objective for this assignment is a general education objective to develop or improve oral communication. What this means is really for students to show their ability to reflect on learning experiences related to the subject at hand. I read also recently, I think in studies that were written in 2005 and 2006, that students are willing to make more changes with language and experiment more with language if they are engaged in oral production rather than written production. I again look for something that can't be replicated on paper or in class, and podcast seems to me a good way to do it, and the e-portfolio the perfect platform to achieve this. The intimacy and personalization of this assignment allow students to find their own voice and to reflect without performance anxiety in front of the class. When students discuss a movie scene via podcast, they need to make sure a lot of things are working together and working together well, especially if one creates a video. The way the assignment is crafted leads to develop conceptual thinking, analytical skills, and metacognitive skills, which are all part of a higher level thinking. Students' film analysis are not centered on evaluative talk, which is a type of talk that is usually uncontextualized, but rather students have an opportunity to produce what is called functional explanation of movie scenes, basically what part A works together well with part B to create a whole. What I want to say to conclude is that the online environment with ePortfolio is a richer experience as a whole for two reasons. Number one, it allows students to monitor their learning and their progress in learning. And the second reason, given the transparency, the accessibility, the durability of the ePortfolio, it makes students more aware how the learning happens. And given the fact that there's no other contact in an online class, this becomes front and center. It is emphasized more deeply. So thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts.